Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that.
Welcome back for the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And we have heard from somebody that you will remember and will be glad that you had forgotten, and that is Scott Walker. Scott Walker just came forward yesterday. And he said that he thought that we should get rid of absentee voting, get rid of mail-in voting, except for two categories, people in the military and people in nursing homes. Now, this is the Scott Walker who, when he was governor, voted absentee 6 out of 8 elections. So consistency is not his hallmark. But now what he's trying to do is shut down mail-in voting, shut down absentee voting, and just have it for people in the military and people in nursing homes. This is an assault, frankly, on this last election. They don't want that to happen again, and they think that if they can reduce the vote, especially in an off-year election — what do I mean by that, an off-year election? It's not a presidential election. Turnout in a presidential election might be somewhere in the neighborhood of 75%. Turnout in just a gubernatorial election or Senate election, no president on the ballot, about 55%, drops 20%. And a lot of them are Democrats, and they know it, and now they're going to try to slim it down even more. There's a companion effort at work here. The Republican Party in Wisconsin nationally is still, believe it or not, contesting the 2000 election. They are saying Scalise, the number two guy in the House from Louisiana, was asked on television, is Biden legitimately the elected president of the United States? He said, well, he's living in the White House. They said, well, that isn't the question. Is he legitimately elected? And then he went on and on about how states had violated their own laws. Still saying it. We have a guy named Dean Knutson on the election commission in this state. Remember, there are 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans. He's a guy who's still complaining, saying that the certification of our election results in Wisconsin is wrong because the chair of the commission, whom I know was a Democrat — they rotate between the Democrats and the Republicans because there are 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans, and Tony Evers signed off on it. Well, why shouldn't they sign off on it? It had been upheld in court. Joe Biden won the state. And he's saying, no, it should have been — all 6 of them had to do it, and the 3 Republicans wouldn't, though, so therefore it wouldn't get certified, therefore it should go to the legislature. This is Wisconsin, for Pete's sake. I mean, this isn't Louisiana, this isn't Scalise, but it's happening here. The word has got to go out, and I don't know how we get it out much more plainly than we can. We're not tolerating a party that will not cooperate in the peaceful transfer of power, that will not recognize the legitimacy of somebody who wins a Democratic election. Because by Dean Knutson doing that and our state legislature doing that, the Republicans and Scott Walker saying there's something wrong, we've got to change it going forward, what they're doing is informing everybody that these charges of fraud and these charges of irregularity have some substance, because these are prominent people saying it. And it undermines our democracy. It can lead to violence like the insurrection, but it can also lead to a general dissatisfaction with democracy itself. That has got to stop. It has got to stop. And you should know exactly what's happening, what they're saying, and that's what it is. All right, I want to talk about the stimulus bill, $1.9 trillion stimulus. Joe Biden, it's an excellent bill. Excellent bill. The House is going to vote on it very soon. It's going to the Budget Committee now, then the Rules Committee in a few days, and they may vote on it by the end of this week. The Senate will vote on it perhaps next week. certainly by the week after. They have got to have this thing passed by mid-March before unemployment compensation benefits lapse. They've got to. This gives adequate funding for vaccine purchase and distribution. Gives adequate funding for unemployment compensation. A $1,400 stimulus check for everybody who, based on their 2019 tax returns, made under $75,000 a year. Why 2019? Why not 2020? Because the 2020 tax returns aren't due till April 15 of this year. That's why. The last tax returns they have are 2019. So is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. But a lot of people have lost their jobs since then. A lot of people really need this money. It has money for small business. It has money to expand Obamacare to poorer people. The money for food benefits. There are people out there who line up for free food baskets. That should not happen in the United States. Money for schools. Money for transit. A tax credit of $3,600 per child, which in effect is cash in the pockets of parents for $3,600 per child up to four children. There's money for restaurants. Restaurants, we're going to lose half the restaurants in this country. And I'm not talking about the high-end restaurants of the chains. I'm talking about the terrific mom-and-pop restaurants that you like going to. Italian restaurants, Chinese restaurants, Thai restaurants, every other kind of restaurant. You like restaurants. You like small restaurants, supper clubs. You like them. I like them. They ain't going to exist when nobody's going there. And when they do go there, they get takeout. And with takeout, you don't buy booze, and they make a lot of their money on booze. So let's get real here. Let us get very, very real here. That stimulus bill is necessary, and the Republicans are on it like a flock of buzzards. They go, oh, yeah, well, this is probably okay, but why don't I pick myself off a little stake here, and they grab it off. They propose $600 billion, a third of what it is. And a lot of that would have been distributed like last time through banks that favored their borrowers, which tended to be larger companies, in some case Fortune 500 companies. 40% of that money was fraudulent that went out. Biden's cleaning it up. Republicans are attacking it. They like fraud. They feast on fraud like buzzards feast on a carcass. So that is what is happening. If you want money and I want money for vaccines, for Obamacare, for schools, for small business, for food benefits, for restaurants, for transit, unemployment cop, and child credit, if you want that, I want it. The country wants it. Get it done. Ron Johnson's voted against it. He's going to vote against it again. He votes against anything that goes to the average person. He votes for everything that goes to his donor and people of upper income. Now, I think it's good to have people of upper income. You want to incentivize production. But when you get a system, a legal system, an economic system that denies relief in a pandemic to people who are really suffering and get all sanctimonious like he does about the deficit, he doesn't care about the deficit. He's contributed to it the whole time he's been in there. The guy has got to get out. He has got to get out. We have a Democratic Senate primary going on right now with a lot of good candidates. Get behind somebody. Don't badmouth each other. Do not badmouth each other. Come up with a consensus candidate in a primary and then take this guy out. We cannot afford to have him anymore. There are some people on the fringes of the Democratic Party who I think are going a little too far. Somebody who I like very much personally, Ocasio-Cortez, I supported her, especially when she was hunted by the right-wing insurrectionists who wanted to kill her. She had a hideout in an office with her 100%. But she has now teamed up with Chuck Grassley, right-wing nut, guy's close to 90 years old, extremely feeble, has no business being in there. They should have put him out to pasture, given him a gold watch to mix a metaphor, put him out to the back 40. Let him graze. Get him out of there. He's losing it. He's no good. He and Ocasio-Cortez are now saying that the Fed should investigate Andrew Cuomo, the Democratic governor of New York. Come on. I knew Mario Cuomo, his father. He's a great guy. Should have been president, quite frankly. Andrew Cuomo is a little rough around the edges, but he's a good governor. You saw him talk frequently about the coronavirus. What they're trying to nail him on is that back between March 25th and May 10th of last year, the CDC itself, the Center for Disease Control, said that if COVID patients released from hospitals and they're super old, put them back in nursing homes and isolate them. So the state did that because they were told to by the CDC. It turned out that was a stupid thing to do. Most nursing homes can't isolate that way, and it spread COVID in the nursing homes. CDC changed their mind on May 10th, and so did New York. What happened was 365 homes had people who died of it, but 98% of them already had COVID patients there anyway. And 132 of them, their deaths were in homes that never took in a COVID patient. So they got it from visitors and all that. So on this, they should investigate Andrew Cuomo. Ocasio-Cortez wants to run statewide. She wants to run against Chuck Schumer for the Senate or against Cuomo himself for governor. She figures this is a way to soften them up. She also has attacked again yesterday Joe Manchin, West Virginia, because he said he's undecided about one of Biden's cabinet appointments, Deb Haaland. I haven't liked that Haaland. Manchin didn't say he's opposed to it. He said, I'm undecided. He has to win in West Virginia. He says he's undecided, and at the end, he votes for him. She attacks him. Hey, squad, stop attacking the Democratic Party. I am the Democratic Party, and I'm tired of it, real tired of it. You're sort of like the Trumpians on the right wing who are tearing apart the Republican Party. Stop attacking Andrew Cuomo and stop attacking Joe Manchin, period. Start attacking Ted Cruz. Start attacking Donald Trump. Start attacking tough targets. Quit knifing people in our party. That's not right, especially when you do it on COVID, because New York followed the CDC guidelines, which turned out were flawed, quite frankly, about in March and April of last year and up to May 10. People thought it was transmitted on surfaces, not by air, and New York simply followed the science at the time. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.